The two wildfires that make up the Mendocino Complex, the largest wildfire in California history, have burned more than 300,000 acres, destroyed more than 100 homes. But the National Interagency Fire Center says there are more than 100 large fires burning in 15 states. And through the smoke plumes from them, a wildfire tells its own complex story, one that scientists are beginning to decode. KQED science editor Craig Miller went to the Carr Fire in Redding, California, with a new breed of smoke chaser who's helping provide better forecasts of what a fire will do next.
When I arrive at the incident command post in Anderson, just south of Redding, Craig Clements had just come out of a briefing with the incident meteorologist. Every big fire has one.
They're having issues with the smoke, and they want to know like how deep it is, and what we're going to do is we're going to map the smoke layer.
Clements runs the Fire Weather Research Lab at San Jose State University, and he's taken it on the road. The lab's mobile unit is a white, heavy-duty pickup outfitted with weather instruments and a LIDAR unit. LIDAR is kind of like radar, but instead of using radio waves, shoots a beam of light skyward, in this case, to make a vertical map of the smoke column.
We can track the smoke, but we can also measure the wind circulation patterns in the smoke plume.
Today we're driving to an open field off Highway 299, about 5 miles from the fire line.
We're going to do a balloon here because we can walk it right out in this field.
Team member Jackson Yip is inflating a small weather balloon about 4 feet across. It carries a transmitter about the size of an eyeglass case called a radio sonde that will send data back to the truck. He lets it go, and it shoots into the air.
It's a good sight. Come on, keep going, keep going.
The fire lab crew will transmit their data to the meteorologist on duty at the command post, where it can help form a better picture of conditions along.
Got data coming in. Already? Yeah, it samples and transmits every second, so we get really fine, detailed profile.
The first thing they notice is a strong inversion.
Wow. Look at that.
A layer of air about 9,000 feet up that's warmer than the air below.
The air is really, really warm above.
It acts as a lid on the lower atmosphere and explains why the entire Sacramento Valley seems to be enshrouded in a yellow, smoky haze. But what the team is really looking for are signs that the fire's behavior might be changing.
If you have a very convective day, let's say in the atmosphere where a lot of vertical motion is occurring, that can impact the fire behavior.
One thing they can spot is something called a velocity couplet, where winds above the fire are moving in opposite directions, just meters apart. That indicates rotation and the possible formation of fire tornadoes, like the one that added to the devastation near Redding. They're not seeing that, but as the information comes in, it reveals something else that's potentially dangerous.
And the air is really, really dry aloft. So,
implications?
Well, if that dry air mixes down to the surface, it could really impact fire behavior because it could
accelerate it.
Well, it'll dry out the fuels.
Grad student Matthew Brewer is watching the scene unfold on a laptop inside the truck.
So you can see that the warmer colors, that's air movement upwards, and the blue is air movement downwards.
So it's starting to happen.
So you can actually see the circulation happening.
For now, it's something to keep an eye on. No need to sound an alarm. Currently, San Jose State has the only mobile fire weather lab in the nation, and the immediate goal is research. But Clements hopes they can make the case for units like this to become a staple of wildfire management, especially when current fires seem to be breaking all the conventional rules of fire behavior.
Yeah, there's general rules of thumb, but it doesn't always happen. You know? And so the more observations we can get on a wildfire in terms of the meteorology and the fire behavior and the fuels conditions, the better for predicting the fire.
But maybe the bottom line of why they're out here was best expressed by the undergrad student in the crew, 23-year-old Jackson Yip.
Well, these papers that will probably be coming out of these observations and the knowledge we'll gain from it will benefit forecasts in the future and ultimately save property and save lives.
After a few hours on station, the crew packed up and rolled out. 2 days later, they were on their way back up I-5 to help analyze damage from the fire tornado. For Here and Now, I'm Craig Miller.